Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Revenue Procedure 2004-11, a revenue procedure issued by the IRS in the year 2004. Let me explain how it works. Before 2004, a cost segregation study had a big limitation. If a taxpayer sold a building and later realized the depreciation was miscalculated, they couldn't easily fix it. The rules at the time, under Revenue Procedure 2002-9, didn't clearly allow automatic approval for changes on property that was already gone. This left a gap. Revenue Procedure 2004-11 closed that gap. It changed the rules to let taxpayers use the automatic method change process for property they had already sold. A taxpayer who sold a building years ago but found an error in how its costs were split could now correct that error without jumping through extra hurdles. This change made cost segregation studies more useful for older properties. Procedure also removed a 2-year waiting period from another rule, Revenue Ruling 9038. That old rule said taxpayers had to use a depreciation method for at least 2 years before changing it. For new properties, this caused problems. If a taxpayer did a cost segregation study right after buying a building, it couldn't fix misclassifications until 2 years later. Revenue Procedure 2004-11 waived that rule. Now, even brand new properties could get corrections approved quickly. These changes also lined up with updated IRS regulations at TRIAS. Reg 1446-1T, Section E2IID. This made sure the depreciation rules stayed consistent with the law. Here's how this shows up in a study. Imagine a taxpayer owns a portfolio of buildings. They sold one in 2020 but still own others from the same purchase. Before 2004-11, fixing the sold building's depreciation would have needed special permission. After, it became part of the automatic process. This saved time and money. The same rule helps taxpayers who do studies soon after buying a property. If they find errors in how assets were classified, they don't have to wait 2 years to fix them. The correction happens right away. But here's what it does not mean. Extending the automatic path to sold property does not guarantee the original classification was correct. The IRS can still challenge whether the reclassified amounts make sense. A Section 481A adjustment changes the depreciation history, but it doesn't protect against errors. This revenue procedure is also part of a bigger story. Its changes were kept when later procedures replaced 2002-9. The current main rule for automatic method changes is Revenue Procedure 2015-13, but the foundation laid in 2004-11 is still there. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets were classified and adjusted, check the legal section of your report.